In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the start of Holy Week. This is both Palm Sunday and the Sunday of the Passion. On one hand, we remember Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem on the Sunday before his death, while the crowds gather along the route and shout joyously, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." On the other hand, by the end of the service, things will turn somber as we read our Lord's Passion narrative. His suffering on the cross for us will set the tone for the rest of the week until Easter morning. But for the moment, let's dwell a bit on the garments and cloaks of that first Palm Sunday, as the crowds gather to watch Jesus enter Jerusalem. As he enters, riding on a donkey, the people remove their outer robes and spread them on the ground, and where they have no extra garments, they spread palm branches to cover the path. Like a flower girl might prepare the way of the bride by scattering the aisle with rose petals, the people prepare Jesus' way by spreading garments and palls beneath the donkey's feet. Jesus enters the city royally as a king. And it always strikes me as strange that the people would take off their garments and spread them on the ground. And I'm sure that they pick them up and put them on again after Jesus passes. But today, I would like to suggest another image to you. They take off their outer robes because they have a better robe to put on. They cry out, "Hosanna, save us now," because the king has arrived to save them, and because he shed his blood for them on the cross 5 days later, he will clothe them with garments far better. 5 days after the triumphal entry, Jesus will be stripped of his garments and clothed in his own blood. At the cross, he is stripped of his Father's love and attention, his holiness and innocence. He is forsaken and crushed in our place as he sheds his blood. Naked and shamed, he suffers in the place of the first Adam, who was naked and ashamed in the garden after the fall into sin. But remember, the Lord did not forsake the first Adam, but clothed Adam and Eve in animal skins to cover their nakedness and shame. And in the same way, the Lord has not forsaken you, but he has done better for you than animal skins. He has taken your place on the cross, is stripped of righteousness and bearing your sin, your guilt, and your shame. Risen again, he clothes you. Listen to the prophecy of Isaiah about the risen Savior who praises his Father who once forsook him on the cross. It says, "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself like a priest with a beautiful headdress, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels." The risen Christ is covered with a robe of righteousness and clothed in garments of salvation. And now he clothes you in his righteousness and salvation. Listen to this and rejoice. The blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. That's 1 John 1:7. And what comes right next to that? Verses 8 to 9, which read, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. By confession and absolution, by the Lord's holy word, he cleanses you from all sin with his blood. Also rejoice in this news from Galatians chapter 3. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. By your baptism, you are clothed with Christ. You wear his righteousness and salvation, and so you have his righteousness and salvation. The Palm Sunday crowds laid aside their garments and shouted, Hosanna, save us now. Jesus had come to save. And so he clothed them in far better garments. So he clothes you even now with his garments, for he is your salvation. With all that in our minds, I finally wanted to direct you to Matthew 27. When Pilate saw that a riot was starting among the crowd, after they asked for Barabbas to be released and Jesus be crucified. Looking at the crowd there, Pilate took water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves. And all the people answered, his blood be on us and on our children. His blood be on us and on our children, says another crowd on Good Friday. Like many others in the Passion narrative, they mean their words for evil. By the grace of God, though, let us say the same words, but for entirely different reasons. The one who dies on the cross is the Son of God who sheds his blood so that he might give you life. Because he has bled and died, and now is risen and ascended on high, he robes you in his righteousness. He clothes you in his salvation. So let us come and receive his body and blood for the forgiveness of all our sins. Let his blood be upon you and your children. Forevermore, for the blood of Jesus cleanses you from all your sin. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.